This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Roll up your sleeve. Experts are expected to recommend COVID booster shots for all Americans. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Two inside sources tell the Associated Press it could be as soon as this week that U.S. experts would recommend all Americans, regardless of age, get a booster shot 8 months after their last dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. Although data indicate people are still well protected with the initial shots, National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins had said this week there's concern the vaccine may start to lose some of its effectiveness. And he says the Delta variant is a nasty one to deal with, possibly sparking the need for booster shots.
Kabul, Afghanistan's airport is open again to military evacuation flights under the watch of American troops. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul, now operating from the airport, is urging those eligible to be evacuated to register online, but not to go to the airport until they're contacted. The Taliban now patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan, some alleging they have lists of those who cooperated with the fallen Afghan government and are seeking them out. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
We've also seen evacuation flights continue to land and take off. We've seen American military cargo planes as well as a British cargo plane on its way. The Spanish as well are saying that they're going to be coming into Kabul as soon as possible to evacuate their diplomats. Indian diplomats, as well as other diplomats from Europe, also have been evacuated.
Fred, the big storm that's been knocking out power for thousands in the Florida panhandle is dumping heavy rain over the southeast. It's been downgraded to a depression. No deaths have been reported from Fred. This is AP News. The coronavirus surge is deepening, especially in the South. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
Alabama's top doctor says there were only two ICU beds available across the state Monday. At least 10 Georgia school districts have sent all their students home because of COVID exposure. Texas health officials with more than 11,000 hospitalizations have asked the federal government for 5 mortuary trailers. Florida sets records of more than 16,000 hospitalizations and more than 151,000 cases, while Governor Ron DeSantis downplays the effectiveness of the vaccines.
Preventing, creating the type of herd immunity or preventing any type of infections, that hasn't necessarily been the case.
A second emergency field hospital is being set up in Jackson, Mississippi, this one in the parking garage near the state's only children's hospital. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Dow added 110 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.